There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Paulie Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. First Bet wants you to get in all the horse racing action. Sign up today with promo code Vegas1000. Receive $10 instantly and up to a $1,000 bonus. VSiN.com/horses for details. Bonus code Vegas1000. Here we go. Jeff Seely joins us now, golf expert. And Cutmaker Jeff on Twitter, the Cutmaker Pod podcast as well. Go to cutmakerpod.com for the latest plays and the podcast. Round-by-round plays, matchups, check that out on Telegram as well. You're going to talk about how good form is critical winning the U.S. Open. Well, how about good form, what you have done the last 5 weeks on the show? Run it down how close you've been in some of the tickets you cashed or almost cashed.
Oh, guys, it's been crazy, right? We had Sebastian Munoz, first-round leader we won, and led every round going into Sunday 5 weeks ago. Mito Pereira, PGA Championship, right? We had him at 80-1. We all know what happened on 18. Harold Varner, we had 50-1, was tied for the lead with 9 holes left, blew up like Harold Varner does. And then at the Memorial, we had Aaron Wise, 80-1, finished second. Neiman, 45-1, finished third. Homo, 45-1, finished fifth. All guys we gave out on the show. So it's been a heck of a run, and we're looking forward to keep it going with the U.S. Open this week.
Yeah. Okay. So according to most people, this course, obviously, it's a U.S. Open, Jeff. So Captain Obvious here, going to be very difficult. It's going to be a very low score that wins this thing. But how low do you think we're talking?
Well, I mean, a single digit. I mean, I would not be at all surprised to see, 7-8 win, 10 at the absolute most. I mean, the way I look at this week, guys, is that there are 16 birdies this week available. In my mind. And so, if you birdie every single hole, you almost have to play flawless bogey-free golf for four rounds to finish, bet in double digits. And that just is not likely to happen. So, I'm predicting final score 7-8 under, somewhere around there.
Okay. Let's start with this on the outrights. Again, this field is awesome, as you would expect. But give us the biggest names, the best golfers in the world, i.e. the shortest shots on the board, that you are avoiding going into tomorrow's action?
Yeah, I'm avoiding Scotty Scheffler. His price is just too low. Not that he can't win, but price is too low. I'm avoiding Rahm from a betting perspective. Not that any of these guys can't win, but you know, relative to the other guys around him in this price range, I'm avoiding him from a betting perspective. Rory, I don't mind Rory. But again, it's a pure price play. I might look to play him something like that live, but I'm not going to bet him. And certainly, Cam Smith, Morikawa, those are pure fades. So if I were to rank these, I would probably go Rory, Scheffler, Rahm, and those orders of guys that I would play. Dead last would be Cam Smith and Morikawa. I would take Morikawa over Cam Smith, but neither one of those guys I'm on. And for Cam Smith, it's mainly the driver. It's I don't know if he can keep it on the course here. And for Morikawa, it's the putter, and we've seen it. You know, it gets hot and it gets cold, and when it gets cold, he can putt himself out of tournaments.
Okay, we'll get to the daily fantasy angle coming up in 10 minutes. You're very good at DFS. How about the number one play? Who grades out one in your model?
Guys, this is really scary to say, but the overall number one player in my model has five straight top tens in U.S. Opens, really jumps off the page, Xander Schauffele. The hard part about Xander is, much like Tony Finau historically, he struggled to close that tournament. I originally thought he'd be a great DFS play. I think we'll all be popular. We'll talk about that. Xander's form has been good, not great. His two top fives in 2022 to go along with five more top 20s. That would be good for most players, but when you're considered one of golf's elite, it's not great. I did bet Xander at 22-1. I love Xander top 10 at 2-1. I just think of him coming in top 10 in this field, and another U.S. Open, I see it. I love Xander top 10 this week.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm all in on Xander as well. First round leader, who he's done very, very well on Thursdays, going all the way back the last 5 years. Top 10s, top 20s as well, and to win it outright. You're right, it's a little scary to go into war with him that much, but he's been so good here at the U.S. Opens. I mean, if put it this way, and I've bet Xander a lot in my life, this I think might be the number one guy that if he wins a tournament and I have no action on him, I would be sick with myself on Sunday.
Yeah, that's like me with Koepka. You're absolutely right, though. I mean, too many things point to success for him this week. And I honestly, to tell you the truth, guys, I was a little surprised. I mean, he was the clear statistic leader for this course, like short-term form, long-term form, everything you looked at, it was Xander. So, I mean, he is the clear guy this week. And the question is, can he get it done?
All right, let's work our way down the board a little bit and go from Xander in that 22 or 25 to 1 range to other golfers, Jeff, that you might be on at 30 or longer here.
Yeah, so three guys. We'll talk about Shane Lowry, Daniel Berger, and Matt Fitzpatrick, and I'll start with Matt Fitzpatrick. He's been under the radar this week, but this year, but he's been very, very good in 2022. Six top 10s in 10 events is just fantastic. His iron play hasn't been great, but he can gain some off the tee, and his short game and putting are absolutely terrific. So Fitz finished fifth PGA and 14th of the Masters. Good form in the majors coming in. But I think he's probably the most talked about golfer this week, right? He won the U.S. Amateur here, and he's staying at the same house with the same family that he stayed at when he won the U.S. Amateur. He claims this is the same course. He goes on vacation here. So many, like, narratives around Fitzpatrick. I still think he's a good bet. And he's reasonable at 3-1 top 10. I don't mind that for Matt Fitzpatrick. Berger is 40-1, has three top fives in 2022, but hasn't played well at either one of the majors. What intrigues me about him this week is he's playing on his favorite putting surface. And when his putter gets hot, the way it did the Memorial, he can absolutely be in top 10 in contention. His irons are usually consistent. And while Berger doesn't gain a ton off the tee, he doesn't really lose off the tee. So I don't think necessarily Berger wins the U.S. Open, but I do like him in top 10 consideration. Top 20 plus 150, I've already bet Berger. And then the guy I've been on the last couple weeks and I'm going to stay on is Shane Lowry. You can find him around 30-1. Guys, he's been unreal in 2022. He has three top fives and three more top 25s in his last seven events. That is sick. He finished third at the Masters, 23rd at the PGA, and really doesn't have any flaws in his game. And more importantly, he plays really, really well on difficult golf courses. So when his irons get hot the way he did the RBC, the Masters, the Valspar, I mean, he's nearly a lock to finish top five. And so while he hasn't had a ton of success in recent U.S. Opens, he did finish second in 2016. We know he can contend. So I like Lowry. Solid bet, top 10, it's plus 330. I think he can, he's just a good bet overall.
Okay. So then even deeper down, you want to go back with Mito this week? And then I've heard a lot of people make the case for Sungjae Im. You like him as well?
Yeah, Sungjae Im is probably the most touted guy in this tournament. And so it's really easy to understand why. Over the past 9 months, Sungjae has a win, five more top 10s and five more top 20s. So 11 excellent results in only 15 tournaments. He will for sure be on my betting card, you know, as a top 10 or each way play on Bet Rivers. And I, you know, I'll definitely play him, you know, top 10, top 20. I think Sungjae's a great play. And yeah, man, I'm going back to Mito. I mean, you know, I talked about how well Xander graded out. What shocked me even more is Mito graded out number two. And what's interesting about Mito is after his collapse on 18th the PGA Tour, he got back up off the mat and finished seventh at the Charles Schwab and 13th at the Memorial. This guy is in phenomenal form. He's finished inside the top 26 in six straight tournaments, including two top 10s. So his issue is purely putting. POA, which are the greens will have this week, are his best putting surface. I love a top 10 Mito at 4-1 or better. So, I'm definitely going to be on Mito this week.
All right, let's round out this segment then, Jeff. We're talking to Indy Jeff Seeley on Twitter, at Cutmaker Jeff. How about some bombs that you find intriguing, maybe in the outrights, but maybe even more specifically like top 10s or possibly top 20s here?
Yeah, so Davis Riley is my favorite bomb, outright bomb. He's coming in on a crazy heater. He has four top 10s and two more top 20 in his last eight tournaments. His irons have been fire. Putting's been elite. There's nothing to not like about Davis Riley right now. So I love him at 80-1. If you're looking for a great top 20 bet, I love Taylor Gooch. He's finished inside the top 27 in nine of his last 13 events, including a win at the RSM last November. He's finished 14th at the Masters and 20th at the PGA. So his play in majors has been strong. Gooch has a strong around the green game, solid putter. Both of those will be very important this week. So if he can find success with his irons like he has in the other two majors, I can see Gooch another top 20. And he's 6-1 to finish top 20 right now, which I think is a great price for Gooch. We're going back on the Sebastian Munoz train where he finished third to Byron Nelson, like we talked about. He's just an elite ball striker. He's not a great putter. Doesn't possess an elite short game, both of which I think could hurt him this week. But if you're looking for somebody a long odds, top 20, I love Munoz. He's not had success in the U.S. Opens, but I think this is the best Sebastian Munoz we've ever seen. I played him 80-1, first round leader, plus 350 top 20, and plus 120 top 40, all in DraftKings. Like those for Sebastian Munoz. And lastly, Brian Harman's a guy who can burn you. He's missed three cuts this year at times. He can look absolutely terrible. That said, Brian Harman has three top 10s this year and has a top 20 and a runner-up at the U.S. Open to his credit. So he grades up six in my long-term model, and I'm going to make a top 20 bet on Harman at plus 350.
Okay, very good. Excellent. Okay, so there you go. A long list of golfers in the outrights, top 10s, top 20s, maybe first-round leaders as well. We'll continue with one more segment. Indy Jeff Seeley, our guest, again on Twitter, at Cutmaker Jeff and the Cutmaker Jeff podcast. Up next, we'll get his thoughts on some props that you can find, like a bunch of golfers grouped together to make the top 20, basically a parlay on golfers to make the cut. We'll get his top Asian golfer, top Canadian golfer. We'll get matchups, and specifically this week, how Jeff is going to spend his time breaking down and attacking the DFS market at the U.S. Open. That's all coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
The Sports Betting Network.
Other than the Braves, no one hotter than Ben Hayes right now, one of the lead cappers at Winners and Winers, 12-3 run with his last 15 run line plays in MLB. And he's got a run line play today. You can text VSIN 320-350-3500 to get it today. That's VSIN. Text VSIN to 320-350-3500. Another segment with Jeff Seeley, Cutmaker Jeff on Twitter and the Cutmaker podcast. To some props now. A lot of Rory here. I'll ask you about what Bet Rivers has coming up in a second, and we'll get to your matchups. Let's start with some of the props that you like, and a lot of them involve Rory. Take it away, please.
Sure, guys. So, two bets made on DraftKings. One is a kind of a parlay of Rory, Matt Fitzpatrick, Shane Lowry, John Rahm, all finished top 20. That's 12-1 on DraftKings. I like that a lot. And then Rory, Scheffler, Rahm, and Justin Thomas, all make the cut. That's minus 150. I played that as well on DraftKings. So like those two. I took top Asian, Siwoo Kim. I mentioned Sungjae Im, and I think Sungjae Im's a good play, but I don't like the price on him. Top Asian, Siwoo Kim grades out well for me, and he's plus 600 to be top Asian. So I like that for pure value. Corey Connors, plus 130, top Canadian. Absolute steal. Corey Connors, a plus money, is an absolute steal anytime he's top Canadian in any tournament, especially U.S. Open that requires driving accuracy. Love Corey Connors. Top Aussie, I took a little value play on Lucas Herbert here, plus 550. Just really good form, and I don't love the form of the other guys, so I played Herbert at plus 550. Top Swedish player, Alex Noren. Alex Noren is an absolute grinder. I think he will grind his way through here. Minus 140, top Swedish player and top Japanese player. I mean, how can you not play Hideki at minus $2? I mean, that's about as straightforward as it gets. So I played those internationally, and then a handful of matchups I played. I played Tom Hoagie over Denny McCarthy. Munoz, who I mentioned earlier, I played him at minus 110 over Tringali. And talk about Xander. Love Xander in just about every matchup this week. I bet him at minus 120 over Cantlay.
A couple of props I'll throw at you because you mentioned what the winning score could be. At one spot, it's 3.5 under with the winning score, over under 3.5. What do you think of that? And will Rory shoot a 69 or better in every round, 9-1?
So I would take the no on Rory shooting 69 or better every round. And I think that the winning score will be somewhere, I think it will be lower than 3.5-1. I mean, I think, you know, I could easily see 4 or 5 winning, so I would say lower than 3.5-1.
Okay, and are you going to fade these guys We had a guest on yesterday who thinks that it could be rough, a lot of pressure. Maybe the live guys could get heckled. What are you doing with those guys, and how do you think it could go for some of them?
I mean, I think some of them it's going to be tough. I mean, I'm just imagine how the reaction of Patrick Reed is going to be. Yeah. I mean, Patrick Reed is going to get absolutely killed out there. The difference is guys like Gooch, like people don't even know who Gooch is. People couldn't take Gooch out of a lineup. So yeah. While Gooch might get heckled a bit, guys like Patrick Reed, maybe DJ a little bit, but DJ doesn't really care. I think no one will get it worse than Phil. I think Phil will have a mixed reaction from the crowd, and Patrick Reed, boy, he's it's going to be a tough scene for him. Mm-hmm.
Any intel on the hole-in-one prop, which is plus money, short price at some spots? You did say there's one short hole here.
Yeah, there is a super short hole out here that's like 140-yard par three. So I'm not going to play the hole-in-one this week. I never play it, really. But, certainly it's there is a really short par three, though. So you give everybody a shot at it. It wouldn't be crazy. It's just not a bet for me this week.
Okay, so we are not allowed to play DFS out here in the state of Nevada. But in most spots, or a lot of other spots, you are certainly, with people listening and watching the show right now. What is your advice to betting DFS this week at the Open, and how are you approaching it?
Yeah, guys, one of the things we talked about, I think it's really important to understand that there are some guys who are great bets, but who are frankly terrible DFS plays this week. So I think the more popular the narrative around a guy, the worse of a DFS play they are. So guys, I mentioned Matt Fitzpatrick, I mentioned Xander, I mentioned really mainly it's Fitzpatrick, Sungjae Im, and Xander. I think are going to be three of the most popular guys this week in DraftKings, and so or DFS. So when you're building your DFS lineup, you're naturally like, sure, well, I want the best guys. I'm just going to play the best guys. I think if you play all three of those guys in a DFS lineup this week, you're going to be stone dead. So it's not terrible to play one of those guys, but you really have to look for some leverage guys. And at the top, like I think I mentioned Cam Smith and Morikawa. I don't love either one of those guys from a betting perspective, but I think both are going to be extremely low-owned in DraftKings, DFS, and I think both make for terrific DFS plays because in the event they play well, you're going to have those guys with very low ownership and give yourself a ton of leverage. So when you're playing DFS, the first thing you've got to think about is leverage against the field. So the lower-owned, the more leverage you have. So, I mean, it's not like Cam Smith and Morikawa aren't good players. They're great golfers. This isn't a perfect setup for them, but again, they get hot and they run well for you. You've got a ton of leverage. So, and at the top of the studs, probably my favorite DFS play is JT. I think JT is probably my favorite bet in that area, and he's also my favorite DFS play. In DFS, you've got to make birdies, and I think JT very likely could end up making the most birdies this week. So I think he's a terrific play. So Mito Pereira, another guy I mentioned, I think he'll be low-owned. I think he's a great DFS play. The less you hear guys talked about, the better DFS plays they are.
Yeah, sure. How many teams are you going to form this week in DFS?
I'll probably do 10. I always do one main team, and then I do, nine other teams or so that are in some larger field tournaments. You know, the nice thing about majors and DFS is there's some really huge prize pools. So, you put $10, $20 lineups in, you can win $1 million. So while you're playing the lottery to a certain degree, it's important to understand where you think the leverage points are and that you don't have a highly owned lineup. Because the last thing you want to do is finish first place for $1 million and split it with 20 of your best friends, right? Mm-hmm. So you got to be weak and try to find leverage spots. It's okay to play one popular guy, but you definitely want to be different and play some guys who are truly off the radar.
Okay, so I really liked what you were saying about Morikawa and Cam Smith. You're not going to be betting them like at a sports book, but DFS possibly because the percentage there is going to be so low. So then, like, finish this sentence. Fill in the blank. If which player wins the U.S. Open, it's going to be a bloodbath for you, DFS, and then with the sports books as well.
Probably Rory. Because I'm not going to play any of them. And I think that I think Rory will be wildly popular in the sports books. I think he'll be wildly popular in DFS. And I think he could very easily win. Right. And so I think for sports books, for DFS, for me, for DFS, I think Rory winning would be a really bad result for me. A lot of other guys, but conversely, I'm going to play some Morikawa in DFS, and he'll be 3% owned.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if Morikawa wins, the DFS wise, well, I might lose every bet I have. That would be a massive leverage for me in DFS, and will be very good.
Okay, so to go over one more time why you don't like Colin Morikawa, it's very rare to see this guy at 30-1 in any major because he's been nails for a couple of years now. But is the biggest reason why you're not playing him because of the small greens and when you factor in his putting overall, it doesn't make a lot of sense there?
Well, no, the small greens actually plays to his advantage, Mitch. I mean, Colin Morikawa is the best iron player on earth.
Of course.
I mean, that's not it at all. And he's a fairly accurate driver of the golf ball. It's the fact that his putting has just been abysmal. He's switching between putters. I mean, these are going to be bumpy POA greens. So, I mean, there's just the nice thing is that the fact these greens are a little smaller, he's not going to have to make a lot of super long putts. That actually plays to his favor. So, again, part of why I like Morikawa better than Cam Smith is Cam Smith, I think, could be in the trees at the tournament. But again, it comes down to putting for Morikawa. And I just huge part of putting when you play golf, we all know, is confidence. I think he lacks a ton of confidence in his putter right now. He putts average, just average. Colin Morikawa can absolutely win this tournament, and you will have him at very, very low ownership in DFS this week, which he's one of the first guys you can consider in your lineup if you're in a big tournament.
Hey, we've talked about this for 25 minutes now. Not a single mention of Jordan Spieth.
No, Spieth's another guy, actually, I think is a deep DFS play because he's priced near Xander, and Xander is going to be wildly popular for all the reasons we talked about. Mm-hmm. So, you could look at Spieth, and it wouldn't shock anybody if Spieth won the U.S. Open. I think Spieth's another really good DFS play this week. I'm not going to bet him, but I think he'll be relatively low-owned relative to guys around him, and so he's definitely worth a look in DFS this week.
Thorough breakdown. Well done. Enjoyed the two segments with you. All right, see if you can cash one of these big tickets, and thanks for coming on as always.
Fellas, have a great week. Let's enjoy the U.S. Open. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You got it. There it is. The great Jeff Seely, CutmakerPodcast.com, at Cutmaker Jeff on Twitter. Get the plays on Telegram as well. And some big bombers he's hit. Perez, he didn't mention it, but Munoz was 85-1. He didn't give out the odds. He hit. But Munoz was 85-1, first round leader, which he hit.
Mm-hmm. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Again, the email is ftm@vsin.com, on Twitter at VSiN Live, and Mitch Moss Radio. Paulie Howard up next. Reaction to the most creative penalty you've been a part of for a losing owner of a fantasy league payoff. We're getting a ton of feedback, very creative, very fun, very entertaining. We'll run down some of those coming up next.
Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
DraftKings Sportsbook, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. And this week, new customers can bet $5 in any MLB market and get $150 no matter what. Use the code VSiN when you sign up. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or 877-8-HOPE-NY. Must be 21. DraftKings.com for full details.
Okay, so we kicked this around in the previous hour. This was going viral yesterday, and I love when people get this creative. They're original, they're having fun with it, right? You can't take yourself too seriously, which a lot of people in this racket in the fantasy world do very often, and it sucks. But this is from Zach, who put this up on Twitter, and it took off, and he pointed out his buddy Chris. He came in last place of their fantasy football league. His punishment: go to a nice restaurant with a large teddy bear as his date. And they documented it. He's at the table. It's an empty restaurant. He got there early. Nobody's there. Hey, come on. Look at this, huh? Dinner for two. What can go wrong?
Yeah.
And then he had to order a dish and an entree for the teddy bear.
What did he get? What's he got
there? Is that shrimp? I can't tell.
A little pasta or something?
Mussels, maybe.
Okay.
And then
looks excited.
As they took more photos, you could see that the restaurant's getting busy.
Yes.
And this is how you pay off finishing in last place for your fantasy leagues. And by the way, the kicker, this should be obvious, but you cannot tell anybody at the restaurant or any place of business that you go to what you're doing.
Yeah, it's a whole key to the whole
bet. Of course it is, right.
Especially if you have the blow-up doll, too.
Yep.
What do you say, though, if they ask you? Like, what is this? Just a friend? What do you...
I honestly don't know.
How would you answer that if you're not allowed to say?
Maybe you whisper to him, look, don't. It's between you and me.
I didn't want to leave him at home.
I can't go anywhere without the doll. This is from...
Or Winnie the Pooh.
This is from Matt Devine, who does a great job actually working on Point Spread Weekly here at VSiN. And this actually caught the attention of the local news in Wrightstown, Wisconsin. A good friend of his, he's been in a league with friends for years. The punishment for losing was to run across a bridge in Wrightstown wearing a flamingo costume from the 2018 news gathering that they did. Emails that we're getting. And that was a tweet that we got from Matt. But some emails that we're getting on this, again, ftm@vsin.com is the email, ftm@vsin.com. And if you want to tweet us as well, at VSin Live, at Mitch Moss Radio, and at Paulie Howard. But a good reaction to this. McTavish McDowell says, how about a fantasy football league where you get slapped in the face by Tommy Pham?
Yes.
So it turns out that Bregman.
It's official now. Trout will never do it again, he said, Commissioner. Never do it.
Right. Yep. Bregman from the Astros won the.
Okay.
Won the whole thing.
Yeah, big league.
Yes, it is. High stakes.
Shame on Peterson for going public and saying that stuff too, and giving the interview and what happened.
No, come on. I think it's great.
Got the
for us to now know about this. Come on. It's the most relatable thing players have ever done.
I love Trout. Right after Trout went Koepka. I'm not talking about fantasy football. Before the game, they want to know about. He goes, I can tell you this. I'm not going to be the commissioner again.
This is an email that we got from Adam. They started the whole blow-up doll thing to dinner, but they have since moved on to the loser buying the winner of a jersey of their choosing and then dressing up as a Boy Scout, going door-to-door asking for canned donations. Any donations always go to a food bake or something. It's more about the Boy Scout outfit.
There you go. That's creative.
Again, you need to come up with ways to embarrass the players in your league.
What do you think of voting the loser out, or just the winner can vote somebody out, period?
We got feedback on that, where it's truly soccer relegation.
Okay.
Where they have to, the loser is kicked out of the league and they have to find somebody else the next year. That would kind of hurt if you're in this league amongst friends and you have that one year where maybe you have a bad draft, it's not panning out. The players stink up the joint.
Well,
a lot of injuries.
Key injury, yes.
Yeah, right.
Other punishments. You got to make a music video. Shave an eyebrow. Try stand-up comedy. Go to an open mic night. Lemonade stand. Stay at a Waffle House for 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Get a tattoo. Something with a license plate. Get social.
The license plate is basically, you got to change it to I'm a loser, and it's got to be on the car for a year.
Okay.
That's feedback that we got from someone in New York.
Walk around with a sign like Barrel Man. Do a calendar. That came in too, email. There's another one with the jersey.
What's the calendar breakdown?
Okay. Well, swimsuit. You got to do something.
Oh,
like,
the swimsuit,
like swimsuit calendar.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I had
All right. Do something like that.
Yeah, here you go. That's from Jason. Friends at UVA the first year, swimsuit calendar. I really like this as well. The second year, retake the SATs, publish the results on Facebook. That would be very good. Have the loser of the league take the Wonderlic.
Yeah.
And they have to post it on social media. And that's where you can actually tie it in. Look, I lost my... That's double the embarrassment. I was a loser this year. I lost my fantasy league. And as a result, I had to take the Wonderlic. And oh, by the way, I scored an 8. Or 14, whatever.
Put that on. Yep.
Solid.
Yep. Serious discussions at one point in our league. Last place had to get the Tebow Fryer haircut.
You remember
Fryer,
that?
It
was basically a ring around his head.
Yep. We couldn't get everyone to agree on when, how long, except, if you got a job, you got to show up to work like that. I mean, come on. How do you explain that? I lost a bet. But if you're in sales or something, hey, how you doing? Not going to buy insurance from that guy. Show up like that.
Email here at ftm@vsin.com from Jason. His league was a big money league. Several thousands to first.
Uh-huh.
First place had to throw a party at a local bar and cover the tab for the rest of the league. Well, that makes sense.
That's standard. Yeah.
The last place has to buy the keg for the draft the next year. Made it fun.
Who had to buy?
The last place had to buy the keg for the draft the next year.
Right.
The winner takes people to a local bar, and then he buys rounds that night.
See, that's standard in a lot of leagues. I've won a league like that before, and at the party, I think it should be the last place guy.
Who buys the drinks?
Yes. They always made it where the guy...
It depends on how much money you're playing for. Because if you're playing for a lot, like we're talking 5 figures higher than that, then the winner, I think, probably Yeah, you're going to buy a couple of runs.
Your leagues, are there everything? Like first place, weekly money, most points, all that?
I used to do that. When I ran leagues back in the late 90s, early 2000s, I did all that.
Yeah, because if you have a monster year, you can just run away with it. One year I did that. It was the year Marshall Faulk had like 25 touchdowns or whatever. You, weekly prize, most points, best record, all that.
So this is what I used to do. This is before really like the internet was starting to take off, but it really wasn't even close to what it's like today. And it was, I ran stuff by basically pen and paper when I was a commissioner. We're talking about like 1997, 1998. And I would actually write the weekly newsletter with notes from every team and performances. I would write down the standings. I'd put it, you know, I'd type it out on a computer eventually. I would print it off. And I would deliver the newsletter on a weekly basis to every manager in the league. We all lived within probably 20 miles, but I'd make the rounds like on Wednesday night. Here's the newsletter to recap. And then it was like the league was a blast. It was awesome. Yeah. But eventually, like I moved out here and others moved out of the league. And it's like, you can't do that anymore. But that's what makes like fantasy football with local friends so much. And the draft,
stay
of course, the online drafts, they stink. You got to have the draft in person if you can. It's 100 times better. First of all, like the entire league is about draft, not the whole thing, but 50% of the fun is draft night.
Yes.
Getting together, you know, having a bite to eat, having some drinks, the camaraderie, busting balls, and then the rest of the year is obviously what it is, but.
So many bars, how much bars make on that too?
Oh, God. They do Buffalo Stadium Swim.
Yeah. Come to Buffalo Wild Wings or wherever it is and do your draft and we'll set it up for you and you get certain percent off and all this.
Yeah.
There's a big pub out here, Tavern. It's like 50 locations. They market to that in the summer August. It's like, book your fantasy draft here.
Email from Benji. I heard of a guy that had to do a U.S. Open golf qualifier for losing his league. He shot a million. The actual golfers in his group were pissed playing with the guy. That's where it can take a turn.
Come on.
You go out there and he's a terrible golfer and everybody else is like, this is going to take 7 hours to play this round. What are we doing here?
The best discussion is with the doll / Winnie the Pooh, whatever. I mean, how many restaurants will allow you to come in with doll? And then you can't explain what's going on. And then you got to order the doll something. And you got to sit there and take it on. And it's busy. But that's just, you know, again, eat fast, get out of there. That whole thing, you can be in and out in 25. You can get a you know, chicken parm sandwich, get the hell out of there. You can be in and out in 25 minutes.
You know,
you ask for the check right when you place the order.
Here's what makes it better. For people at the restaurant reading the room, they need to really slow roll it out. We're a little busy tonight, short-staffed as well, and your steak's going to be ready in about 22 minutes.
You can come in. The buddy say, hey, here's a tip beforehand. Take your time.
That's what you could do as well. Everybody in the league says, look, this guy, they could tip him off, right? Nobody else in the restaurant can know, but he's going to come out here. He's going to be in a rush to get his meal with the teddy bear, the blow-up doll, to get out of here. I want you to keep him here for at least 90 minutes to really screw with the guy.
God.
That's great. FTM at VSIN.com.
Winnie the Pooh hanging out. There it is.
What would be worse for you, that or open mic night?
I could come up with some material. I could do 5 minutes.
You could?
Yeah.
You think that you can?
No, I got a couple good jokes.
Okay. Yeah. Of your own?
Yeah.
You do?
Right. So yeah. Can't say them on the air, but that's.
Oh, of course.
I go dirty. Yeah. It'd be tough. Well, it's like people don't like to get in front of the pub. That's the whole thing. It's like the Jerry Seinfeld.
Well, it's a totally
You'd rather be in the casket than give the eulogy.
Yeah.
People can't stand
public speaking. But it's also, if you're going to go up there, you don't want to bomb.
Wow. It's like, just get it over with. I mean, that's.
Just rifle through the jokes 1,000 miles an hour. I don't even wait for the reaction. Just to go from joke to joke to joke, get out of there and run off the stage.
Don't even wait for the reaction.
Today's Major League Baseball card up next. Two of the Cy Young favorites face off against each other.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCast in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, Los Angeles, New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast.
All right, so this will definitely be on one of the TVs tonight along with the Game 1 NHL Stanley Cup Final, but Tampa Bay taking on the Yankees. The Pinstripers at home, two of the American League Cy Young favorites, Paulie, facing off against each other. It's McClanahan versus Cortez, and the Yankees are in that $1.35, $1.40-ish range. They're $1.40 here at Circa. So this tweet from Danny Vietti on Shane McClanahan, this was after his last start, and I can update the numbers here. After his last start, he was first in an innings pitch in the American League. Now he's seventh, but he'll go back near the top after today, one would expect. He's still first in strikeouts.
Oh,
he's now tied for second in wins. He's first in xFIP, second in WHIP, second in Ks per nine, second in expected ERA, and the other numbers there are just phenomenal as well. But he is taking on a guy in Nestor Cortez who's like down to 7-1 to win the American League Cy Young as well.
Yep, and as a standing ovation for Vasgersian to tip him before the year and be at his pick after he nailed Burns last year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the fact that he's right there halfway through the season almost, great job. But if you're looking at this, how do you not just say, I got to take the Yankees, though, on principle? 12 in a row at home, 27-7 on the season. Cole, great again yesterday, pitched well the first time out against Tampa. And you also have Nestor off a bad start. His only bad start so far. So it's just 45-16 in this long winning streak at home and so good at home. And that's, figure again, it's probably 2-1 in the seventh inning.
So I went back and looked. McClanahan did take on the Yankees on May 29th. Six strong innings, seven hits, no walks, an earned run in seven Ks. But if you go back to 2021, overall, he pitched 12 1/3 innings against the Yankees. His ERA was 5.84, which is super high, but the underlying numbers better, a 3.01 FIP. His WHIP was 1.78, which is insanely high. But the BABIP against the Yankees in 2021 was 444. So that's about as unfortunate or as unlucky as you can be against an individual team. Cortez faced the Rays back on May 26th. Eight innings, four hits, one run, a walk, and five Ks.
Uh-huh.
So to your point, 2-1/7, I could absolutely see that happening.
Yep. Under 7.5. What did you see? Did you see yes, no first inning? Or
I saw that the best number I could see is +125 on the yes.
Okay.
Other books are pitching around $1.10.
You are right. What a matchup. So good. Other games on the card, to me, again, every day with the Braves. Every single day. 13 in a row. 12 on the run line. 27 home runs during the streak. Longest winning streak for a defending champ since 1954. I can't believe they won 14 in a row like 8 years ago, too. I forgot about that. But the fact that the bats have been so good, and they're killing people. Washington, 29th in quality starts. Bad starters. Sixth worst bullpen ERA. Again, you just keep taking Atlanta. Who knows how long. There's some other bad teams coming up, too. How easy this schedule
right.
is. But this could keep going, and going.
I'll be honest, Paul. I was surprised last night on the overnight that the Braves opened up even money on the run line.
Too low.
And that disappeared within a couple
already.
Of minutes. Yeah.
So in some spots, they opened $1.70. They're already up to $2. The Blue Jays opened $2.60 in some spots. They're $3.
Yeah, that
going against
right
the
away.
Orioles. And be a point about the run line, too. So get there early.
So
get there early.
Yep. Strider is making his fourth start for Atlanta. He's gotten better in every single one of them. He has 20 Ks in 14 innings since three starts ago. Tonight he's making his fourth start. And Fetty for the Nationals, again, there's nothing really great to say about him. High ERA, FIP, XFIP, walk rate, almost all of it across the board. It's no good. So again, that's why I was surprised by the number. And your point on the Blue Jays. So that was, again, favorites yesterday, 13-3, and I think 10 of them covered the run line. So no doubt the public beat up the books yesterday. It was a slow night, no NHL, no NBA, and people who like to tie in together these massive parlays, they were coming in. The Blue Jays were one team that would have cost public bettors, and tonight I would expect the Blue Jays to get back on track. Although, again, it is Berríos going, who I can't fully trust, but at home he is much better than he is on the road. And they're getting Zimmerman on the road tonight. 31 innings pitched on the road for Zim. An ERA around 7. FIP is almost 8. The BABIP, not insane, like 309. So maybe a tad unlucky, but overall not that bad. Here's the problem. He's allowing almost 4 home runs per 9 innings. He's allowed 14 overall taters in 31 innings on the road this year. It is a batting practice against this guy. So I would not be surprised at all if... Blue Jays last night run line on the opener I saw like $1.30.
Two games I'm looking at, 907, 908, and 909, 910 on the rotation number. Brewers and Mets. What do you want to do with the Brewers? Burns a short road favorite. Brewers have been awful here. They've lost 9 of 10. Still $1.80 in some spots to win the division. The Mets are 6-0 this year with Peterson, and all 6 have gone over. The other thing, they survived this tough stretch. 4 in Los Angeles, split with the Dodgers. Lost 2 out of 3 in San Diego. Won the series in Anaheim and won game 1 against the Brewers. I believe this is a 4-game series. So they survived this stretch, and now you're catching the Brewers at the right time, and you caught the Angels at the right time. And then the Cardinals, who swept the doubleheader yesterday, the Pirates have lost 9 in a row. Your boy Contreras is going, but it's Flaherty who's back for the Cardinals, and he's $1.60. And oh, man, the run that Goldschmidt is on. Now the favorite at some sports books for the National League MVP, hitting .349, second in average, 56 RBIs, 5 hits in game 2, hit a home run in game 1. Sick run here for Goldie.
Okay, so because it is Flaherty coming back now tonight, do you trust him here?
Well, how long is he going to go?
Yeah, I have 4 innings.
That's,
maybe?
Yeah, probably.
I can't imagine much more than that. Maybe he gets his way into the 5th. Beyond that, I don't know. Let me ask you this. The Cardinals are the 2022 version of last year's Braves. Do you concur?
What, the injuries are going to...
Getting red hot now all of a sudden.
World Series? Or...
I saw him 25-1 last night to win the World Series.
Oh,
I saw as high as 14-1 to win the National League.
I can't get there.
No? Are the Braves the 2022 version of the Braves from last year? Maybe they are going to do it again.
I just think we're getting lost in this is still what the Mets are doing. Because they're doing it without DeGrom and Scherzer, and they're coming back.
Well, a little bit more on that game here.
Yeah.
Here's where I think maybe a little bit of concern for Burns. So if you go back to opening day, he got roughed up a little bit by the Cubs, but he did last 5 innings on that day. And every start between then and 2 starts ago, he lasted a minimum of 6 innings. He was, again, an innings-eating monster. His last two starts, 8 innings combined, 14 Ks, very good over 8 innings, but 6 walks, 11 hits, 6 earned runs. So the last two here, very, very shaky at best.
Yep. The other thing, do you trust the Dodgers in October? I'm serious. I mean, they only had the World Series title in the bubble. And they come in with all these wins, and they bow out early. And the Cardinals have been their nemesis for years, especially yeah. Kershaw. But to do this, Anderson's 7-0, and Gonsolin's 8-0. And Urias and Buehler's haven't hurt, but Urias hasn't had the year like he had last year, and Kershaw's been injured.
Well, at this point,
this is backwards with the Dodgers.
Again, when you want to project forward to what it's going to be like when teams are making their push in August, September, what does that look like when Buehler comes back? And if they're, getting way ahead of myself here for that playoff push, right now, do you not, in a 7-game series, is Gonsolin not going game one or minimum game two?
Yeah, but that's good pitching stops good hitting. So I know about this great Dodger offense, but if I have DeGrom and Scherzer going game one and game two, and if it's still, I'll take my chances if I'm going against Gonsolin, if I have Scherzer and DeGrom.
So would I. And by the way, would Roberts do that, or would he rely on Kershaw's been there before he's done that? Buehler's been, come on, we got to rely on him and Urias, and Gonsolin's going to go in game four. And meanwhile, the guy's going to be 17-2.
Yeah.
With a 1.6 ERA.
Well, he always makes questionable moves. A's have lost 12 of 13. Red Sox opened $1.90. Cubs have lost 8 in a row. Pirates have lost 9 in a row, as I mentioned, too, with Blackjack going and all these streaks, what the Yankees are doing at home and the Braves. And then the Phillies had that long streak and came to an end, but then they blow it in the ninth last night, too. Yep. This is a fun time right now in MLB. Oh, and the Giants are laying a big price, and rightfully so. Kansas City, 20-41, 8-20 on the road.
Yeah, brutal.
And they double, and Giants covered the run line.
So many streaks going on in the month of June. And Webb now back on track last night. That's
good
now start. 19 out of 20 at
good
home.
Good start, yep.
All right, it is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Again, game one tonight coming up, Stanley Cup Final in Colorado as the Avalanche host the Tampa Bay Lightning. Linda Cohn will join the program next. Huge hockey fan. How does the experience and edge in net for Tampa balance out the speed and overall talent from the best team in the league?
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox